Peace to the people. We're on the move from the nonsense into the good sense. This is Mike Africa Jr. and this is the On the Move podcast here on the Black Love Podcast Network, where we illuminate the struggles of the people, inform the uninformed, to give you nothing but the truth. On the Move is here to disrupt the system and spark a global revolutionary change. The change is what we need. Like Sam Cooke said, the change is going to come. But like Gandhi said, you got to be the change you want to see in the world. And even though Gandhi wasn't perfect, he said something that was true. And when the power of truth is present, you better respect it. So today I have two of the most special people in my life in the whole world, my mom and my dad. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's hard to be better. Every day is a great day. Another chance to do something that you didn't do and all of that good stuff, right? So give me two. Y'all been here before. You know how this works. Activists are multifaceted, right? And, you know, sometimes people don't think of us as doing anything other than rallying and protesting. But give me two is a way to highlight and spotlight some of the other good things we got going on in our lives. So I'll start. The other night, I was in New York hanging out with my homie Tommy Oliver. Y'all know Tommy. And it was a weird thing because he's shooting his film and I'm not an actor, but he calls me in and he say, yo, you want to come do this thing? And I'm like, okay, sure. So I go in and become an extra on his movie thing that he's doing. But that night we wrapped up shooting early and everybody went home. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I caught the bus up there, so I didn't have any specific place to just go. So I spent the night at Planet Fitness. So I have a Black Card membership to Planet Fitness. After shooting, I bought a bus ticket for the morning at 7:15, the earliest one out to Philly. I checked the Planet Fitness because I remember a friend of mine told me that he used to spend a night at the YMCA. So I went to Planet Fitness. But when I got there, they had an actual bed.
Man.
That's what I said. I took my clothes off. I laid down on that bed and I rocked out. That was a long gimme two. I'm going to count that as two because it was like an amazing thing. Anyway, what you got? Gimme two.
Well, you know, down here looking at Aaliyah. She's not usually in here with us, you know, and it's always great to see her. And I got to see BMO.
That's your gimme two. Nice. Wow, I like it.
Great to see.
I like it.
You know, it's always fun to come down here, though.
Give me two. I had a lot of good things happen to me, but it may not seem like a big thing, but, you know, I'm always out, always working, always doing something. So I don't really get much time to be home to do things that are just simplistic and domestic, I guess people would call it. So anyway, being off Friday, it was a snowstorm Saturday and then Sunday. So I got to wash all my bedclothes. I got to wash a bunch of stuff and put it away, clean out my closet, clean up my house really good. And that just felt so good. We just laid around, watched movies, did stuff and just chilled.
That's great.
That was a lot.
Simple stuff, man. Simple stuff.
But it felt so good. I made up our bed all nice and hotelish like looking, cooked some beans and yep.
That sounds like a nice weekend. Got some things done around the house. Didn't have to spend any money to do it. So one thing that I wanted to ask you all about, your anniversary. What year is this? How long y'all been married, like officially married, where we, you know, the whole ceremonial thing?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah, 2019. Mm-hmm.
So what y'all do? Anything special?
It was special because we were like home. We were with each other. You know, we don't need a lot of, well, I don't need a lot of extra stuff to do.
Send mom to the stove with the pocketbook, huh? Pocketbook full of stuff.
You know, we waited years to do just that. Uh-huh. You know, where you're not hearing bars clanging or going through stuff, uh-huh. You know, just to be home and comfortable and with your folks is wonderful.
You know, we like to do too. I think we've done this every year since we got married. We would take down the photos and the book that we wrote in, uh-huh. Or that other people wrote in. Uh-huh. And just kind of like reminisce the ceremony, the people. We read some of the cards and we laugh at a lot of them. And
oh, like you just like replay the day yep. by reading some of the stuff?
Yep.
Reading y'all some kept of the all place. Of those cards?
Yeah, we did. We kept every last one of them and we kept all the notes that were inside. We read that and then sometimes uh-huh. We read the book and then reflect back. You know, Pastor Lucky and, you know, just the whole ceremony. And it's almost amazing. Like, yeah, and it's almost
shout
like,
out to Sword of the Spirit Church.
Pastor Tim
Lucky. Tim Lucky yeah. And yep. Pastor Crystal Lucky.
Yep. And their son, Caleb.
And Caleb, yeah.
When you're going back and you're reading some of these cards and like reading some of the notes that they put in it, that people said, like, do you remember them all? Because when you do certain things for a certain amount of time, certain parts of your memory for that fade, right?
No, I don't remember them all. And I think that's what makes it so special because when we read them again, it's almost like reading it for the first time. Mm. It like does something to us. It's just a really good feeling because we do forget.
Right.
We forget, and we forget how many people wrote in the book and how many people gave us cards. And we actually took a picture of, we put all the cards on the floor. Mm-hmm. And kind of took a picture of all the cards and made it like a collage kind of thing. And then I just took a picture of it.
When people hear how much you want to experience that and that connection with mom like that, like people love your love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it. I love his love. So.
He loves yours too. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
So that day that comes back around, the reminder, right? And the anniversary and all of that. And you're looking at all of these pictures. As you're going through this process, right? What's the moment that stands out for you the most?
I think the moment that stands out to me most when I was walking down the aisle. So let me tell you a little something before we get to that part. It's not going to be that long.
Okay.
I remember.
This don't sound like it's about to be a good thing right now.
No, it's a good thing.
Okay, go.
I was just like Robin. Uh-huh. I was like, well, no, why do we have to get married? Why do we have to go through the whole thing a lot, you know, when we talked about it? But I'll tell you what, I got married. I'm telling you, that was one of the best days of my life. And I was so, the joy, I don't think I've really felt that kind of joy when I came down that aisle and I saw all those people. And when we got up to that, almost up to the pulpit, I think they call it, almost up there. And she said, now turn around and look at all those people here. I was so overwhelmed and so moved. Yeah. I was just, you know, just walking down that aisle, and then you was right on one side of me and your dad was on the other side of me. And it was just so, I can't even express how good I felt and how happy I was that I did.
It was nice.
It was beautiful.
Everybody looked good.
It was beautiful.
What was one of the highlights for you, Dad?
That certainly was chief among them, man. Because, you know, when we were coming in, all those people wasn't there yet.
What do you mean they weren't there yet?
They weren't there. Not as many
as... they were. Everybody that you saw was there. They were all seated and placed. Nobody was coming in as you were standing at the altar. You ain't see nobody but mom. I mean, it was magical. When I describe y'all's connection, I say to people, forget Romeo and Juliet. Bonnie and who? Like, y'all's relationship and the bond with the journey and the arc and everything is epic. It's so far beyond, like, the best fairy tale that exists. It's real. That was a really special day. Like, it wasn't just the marriage. Like, that was the icing on the cake and the cake and everything else too, right? But then there was this other part that was just, like, made everything so special too. It was really, really nice.
It was really nice. And then Bishop Lucky, he had to shoot people off of us because they was wanting to talk and take pictures. And he's like, no, let them eat. Let them eat. And he told a story about how when he got married, that's what happened with them.
Uh-huh.
So they never got to eat.
To do.
Yep. So he just kept the people away. No. They're like, they'll talk later. He said, no, it's their time right now.
So the day was perfect except for one thing. Something else would have made that day absolutely perfect. I mean, it was 99.9% perfect. But there was one thing that made it imperfect for me. We spent 11 hours making that cake and we did not get to taste it.
Oh, yeah, right.
You remember that? We didn't get to taste it. Now, how many tiers was it? Four tiers?
Four.
Four tiers?
One, two, three, four.
Something like that. It was big. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to post it so people can see it. It was magical. It was beautiful. And we spent all that time making it. I said 11 hours. It might have been 14.
Yeah.
But we made it. And the experience together, working together.
Oh, that was great.
Just being together
and
then bringing it. It's kind of like when you're exercising, you're working out a lot and you're looking real good and people come up to you and say, you on steroids. And you just be like, nah, this is all natural. That's how it made me feel about the cake. It's like, y'all didn't make this cake. Like, oh, yes, we did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, we did. 14 hours and no sleep. Mm-hmm. I'll prove it to you with my eyes are sleepy. Right?
But Mike, it was four tiers, but each tier was double.
Each tier was double, like a double cake.
Double cake because we had to make it. Yeah.
It was double. Yeah, it was like because they were big, thick tiers. Mm-hmm. They weren't, and then we had the little bride and groom on top.
Mm-hmm.
It was all pretty with the real flowers on it.
Yep, that Alex ordered and he got it like overnight because we said we need something.
So
we're going on top of Alex.
Tiger went ahead and ordered it.
Yep.
And you know what I found? So I was looking through my drawer, right? And when I took the flower up, what's they call it? A corsage?
Mm-hmm.
When I took that off, I put it in there. So I was looking in that drawer and I found my flower.
Wow.
I found the flower. And looked at it, it's all dried up, but it looks the same and it's all the petals are still in place and intact.
You know what else was a highlight for me too? It was when I saw Aaliyah come down the aisle with her little white dress. She was so pretty and so cute and she was just throwing the little flowers on each side.
That's
each side.
Baby.
She was so pretty.
We got plenty of pictures of her with
that. I got that in my house too. And then a really, really, really special time for me was when I was by myself before we came out, before we actually walked down the aisle, Whit and Sherry and Pooh and Kelly. They were all in there and they were just like fussing over me and, you know, like putting things on me. No, this got to be right. This got to be right. Okay, put this on your hair. It was just so special because it just made me feel so good because they were all in there and, you know, just making sure I was
taking
absolutely
care of,
beautiful. Yep.
Taking care of you.
And yep. I mean, just it was really, really, really special.
Yeah.
That's nice. Another one.
To see everybody together and everybody
and
smiling.
Feel that.
Happy,
yep.
Feeling good.
Yep.
We could do this all day, but unfortunately, we cannot. That is our time for the day. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, tell a friend. Get them on the move with me, Mike Africa Jr. And let us know how we're doing. Give us a review. Give us 5 stars. We need those 5 stars so that we can keep this movement moving. And make sure you're following the podcast so you never miss an episode drop. Till next week. Peace out.